Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele are a team, a comedy team. Both are biracial, half black, half white.
And so we actually think that we're particularly adept at lying because on a daily basis, we constantly have to adjust our blackness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Like, I mean, to terrify white people.
Yep, to terrify white people. That's one of the main reasons. And then,
because, I mean, with our voices now, we sound very white. We are not intimidating anybody
the way
we talk.
Yeah, we sound whiter than the black dude in the college a cappella group. That's how white we sound.
NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports on their new sketch comedy series, which premieres on Comedy Central next week.
You can learn a lot about Key and Peele in a sketch they do in which Jordan Peele impersonates President Obama.
I just want to say that I know a lot of people out there seem to think that I don't get angry. That's just not true.
And Keegan-Michael Key plays Luther, Mr. Obama's anger translator.
Luther, first off, concerning the recent developments in the Middle Eastern region, I just want to reiterate our unflinching support for all people and their right to a democratic process.
Hey, all y'all dictators out there, keep messing around and see what happens. Just see what happens. Watch.
Keegan-Michael Key paces back and forth, flails his arms. Sometimes he puts his face right into the camera like he's about to punch it. As President Obama, Jordan Peele is unflappable.
I just want to say to my critics, I hear your voices, and I'm aware of your concerns.
So maybe if you can chill the out for like a second, then maybe I can focus on some, you know?
Key and Peele say the idea came from a few different sources. First, they're fans of early Saturday Night Live, and one of their favorite sketches was the fake TV news.
If you remember Garrett Morris, and they say, and now for the Association of the Deaf, Garrett Morris will be doing the announcement. And then Garrett Morris would scream at the top of his lungs.
Our top story tonight.
And so that was something we had talked about that we thought, wouldn't it be nice, you know, if we could find a way to finagle Obama's nature and use that as a nugget? You know what I mean? How would we get someone to interpret what we know he really wants to say?
They were even more inspired to write the sketch when a congressman shouted, "You lie," during one of President Obama's speeches.
The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegal.
He and Peele say it bothered them that Mr. Obama barely reacted.
For him to have that much composure, it's
right.
Like, you don't have, no, not after that. It was really a burr. Jordan Sadler, he's like, come on, brother, if there's ever a time to get down to business, do it. How are you just going to put a finger up and keep talking regular?
Right.
Come on, man.
But, you know, that's kind of course, what we love about him, too, is that he's so, you know, he's so even measured. He's so together. He's almost Spock-like
yeah.
in his logic and wisdom. You know?
And that Spock-like nature is something else about the president Key and Peele admire. Peele thinks Mr. Obama was the best thing to happen to black nerds everywhere.
Up until Obama, it was basically Urkel and the black guy from Revenge of the Nerds, Lamar. We had no role models. So he made us cool.
And they say he made it easier to be biracial. Jordan Peele grew up in New York. He was raised by a single white mother. Keegan-Michael Key was raised in Detroit. His mom is also white.
You go to school as a kid, and when your mom comes and the kids go, that's not your mom.
That ain't your mama. Mm. Why are you lying?
Which, as a kid, is like, that is a deep insult.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
that's our lifeline is our mom when we're little. So somehow, I think that's that expectation at a very young age that we were supposed to live up to something because of what we looked like. I mean, I think that probably invaded our souls and gave us the need to do this comedy on some level.
Yeah, yeah. I think,
did anyone ever make fun of you growing up because you didn't talk black enough?
Every single day of grade school.
I still make fun of him.
In one of their sketches, Key and Peele change the way they speak, depending on who's listening. It begins with Key by himself on a city sidewalk, talking on his cell phone.
Because you're my wife, and you love the theater, and it's your birthday.
A stranger walks up, played by Jordan Peele, who can hear what he's saying. So Key changes his voice to sound more black.
But they do have seats that are still left in the dress circle. So if you want me to get them theater tickets right now, I'm going to do it right
now. What's up, dog? I'm about 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
As they part, you realize that the second guy had been changing his voice, too.
So he got that
oh, my God, Christian, I almost totally just got mugged right now. I love the posturing of it. I love that it taps into like stuff that no one's talking about.
Makisha Madden-Toby is a TV critic for the Detroit News.
How do people perceive you versus who you really are? How you let people perceive you? I mean, all of those things, I think they just brilliantly tap into those things.
Madden-Toby says Key and Peele will fill the void that was left on Comedy Central when comedian Dave Chappelle quit his show in 2005.
Comedy Central needed that voice again ever since losing Chappelle, and I think that they are pretty close to it.
Key and Peele are huge Chappelle fans, but for now, they're not sure their new show will reach as many African Americans as Chappelle's did. A tough crowd, they say.
It really concerns us.
To be terribly frank, yeah. That's just one of the things, I guess.
It concerns us that African Americans enjoy this show.
Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele. Their new show debuts next week on Comedy Central. Sketches include parodies of a reality cooking show, being related to Thomas Jefferson, and the little lies husbands tell each other about their wives. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, edited by Renita Jablonski and Chuck Holmes. Our editorial staff includes Rena Advani, Shanita Anderson, Frederica Boswell, Jordana Hochman, Laura Krantz, Maeve McGoran, David McGuffin, and Jessica Smith with Nina Gregory at NPR West. Our senior supervising editors are Kitty Isley and Shannon Rhodes, and our executive producer is Metallica Sicka. The executive editor of news programming is Ellen McDonald. And our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, arranged by Jim Pugh. You can follow us on Twitter, by the way. We are at Morning Edition and at NPR Inskeep. That's Inskeep. Renee's back with us on Monday. I'm Steve Inskeep.